WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially in a world that often pushes us to be strong all the time. We're talking about self-compassion. That act of treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, even when you mess up. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip and your inner critic screams, "You clumsy fool." Instead of offering a reassuring, "Hey, no big deal, we all stumble sometimes." Well, guess what? That inner critic needs to take a break. Practicing self-compassion is about rewiring that negativity into something more supportive. It's about recognizing that you're human, and humans are imperfect by design. So, let's get down to 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your everyday life. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is simply acknowledging that you're struggling. It sounds obvious, right? But often we try to push our feelings down, pretending everything's fine when it's not. Think of it like a broken leg. You wouldn't ignore the pain and keep putting weight on it, would you? The same goes for your emotions. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without judgment. 2. Talk to yourself like you would a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Now, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Taking a few minutes each day to meditate or simply focus on your breath can help you cultivate a sense of calm and self-awareness, making it easier to respond to challenges with compassion. 4. Celebrate your wins. Don't just focus on the things you haven't accomplished. Take the time to celebrate your successes, big and small. Did you finish that project? Ace that presentation? Show up for a friend when they needed you? Give yourself credit. Acknowledging your achievements builds self-esteem and fuels your journey towards self-compassion. 5. Remember, you're not alone. It's easy to feel isolated in our struggles, but the truth is, we all face challenges. Knowing that you're not alone can be incredibly comforting. Connect with loved ones, join a support group, or simply remember that there are millions of people out there who understand what you're going through. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, and everything seems to be falling apart. A big project deadline is looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and emails are piling up faster than you can answer them. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and tempted to lash out. But then, remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of stress and frustration without judgment. Remind yourself that you're doing the best you can in a challenging situation. Maybe even take a quick walk to clear your head and come back with a fresh perspective. Instead of letting stress take over, channel that energy into finding solutions. Talk to your colleagues for support, prioritize tasks, and remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. So, there you have it. 5 powerful tools to weave self-compassion into the fabric of your daily life. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.